What poem do I wish I'd written? Well, there's about 50,000 gajillion poems that I wish I'd written, and one of them is Robert Hass's Meditation at Lagunitas, which I just think is such a gorgeous poem. I mean, anyone you can get away with the last line, "Blackberry, blackberry, blackberry," in my book, gets the prize. Incidentally, there are a lot of poems about blackberries. I've tried to figure out what it is about blackberries we find so appealing, but there are tons of them. So get out there and do your Blackberry anthology. We need one. But Hass's poem is just such a beautiful movement, and the how he can get from a first phrase like "all the new thinking is about loss," and talk of Derrida and post-structuralist theory all the way down to the most sensual aspects of being human. And the eating of blackberries and such is just such a wonderful movement. The long lines, I think, are wonderfully suited to the poem. I actually got to work with him at Sewanee, and I remember one time sitting there just kind of working with this hero of mine. I said, "You know, I love that poem of yours, Meditation at Lagunitas. Especially love that way you bring the clown-faced woodpecker in, that what the woodpecker's doing at the beginning of the poem is somewhat what like the speaker is doing, trying to find essence or substance and sustenance in the in language, just as the bird, the woodpecker, is trying to do in the tree." And I told him, "I just love the way you orchestrated that." And he looked at me and just kind of said, "Huh, I never really noticed that." That to me is so what's so great about poetry, that you know we there our poems hide things in them that we don't even understand completely, and yet they're all there for the reader. It's a pretty amazing poem, so check it out. Meditation at Lagunitas.